So hello friends, now let's see chapter 19. Chapter 19 deals with dishonor of a check. See, this entire Negotiable Instrument Act deals with negotiable instruments. All negotiable instruments are either a promissory note or a bill of exchange or a check or something which is similar to a check, like a bank draft, a banker's check, banker's pay order, dividend warrants, interest warrants and so on. But now in this entire act, the provisions are for promissory notes and bills of exchange. But a check has a special place in the Negotiable Instrument Act. There are certain provisions which are more applicable to a check, mainly because in the case of a check, the drawee is the bank. It is an institution, an organization, not any individual. So in the case of a promissory note or a bill of exchange, the drawee is an individual or a partnership firm or proprietary concern or limited company, whatever. But in the case of a check, the drawee is always a bank. That is why there are certain prescriptions under the Act which are exclusive for a check. And so this chapter deals with dishonor of a check. We saw in the earlier chapter dishonor of any negotiable instrument. Here there are certain special provisions for the dishonor of a check. See, what is dishonor? What we saw earlier, the same thing, let's just reproduce. An instrument is said to be dishonored by non-payment only when the party primarily liable, that is the maker or the drawee, the acceptor of the bill, the maker of the note or drawee of a check, they default in payment. When the payment is demanded, they are required to make the payment and they don't pay, then we say that is dishonor due to non-payment. And this dishonor is either by the acceptor of the bill or the maker of the promissory note or the drawee of a check. Now, who is the drawee of the check? It is the bank. If any of them default in payment when the payment is demanded, then we say it is dishonor due to non-payment. Now, dishonor can be two types. One where I am really entitled to dishonor and where I am not entitled to dishonor. As a bank, as the paying bank, somebody comes and gives me a check, I find that there are some alterations in the check which are not authenticated by the maker of the check, I will refuse payment. It's a rightful dishonor. I have not honored the commitment, I have not made the payment as a banker, but I am entitled to do that because it is a rightful dishonor. But if the check is fully in order, there is balance available in the customer's account and still if I don't pay, it is a wrongful dishonor. And I am liable, as a banker, I am liable, I can be pulled into the court of law and given some punishment. A rightful dishonor is the dishonor of a check by the drawee bank for any reason specified or for any other rightful reason, and there is no remedy available against the banker. So, a rightful dishonor. A rightful dishonor is because the bank is entitled to dishonor, refuse payment. The bank says, no, I will not pay to you because of so and so reason. And the reason is valid. It is a rightful reason. Then there is no remedy available against the bank because the bank is entitled to say no. It has said no. So the party against the, under that check, cannot have any recourse to the bank. Bank has done a correct job, bank has done a right job. The parties, the payee or the draw, cannot say to the bank, why did you not pay? They have no remedy against the bank. But the holder in due course has a civil and criminal remedy against the drawer. See, when the bank does not make payment of a check because of certain legitimate reasons, the payee has no recourse to the bank, but the payee can demand payment from the drawer directly. So he has got civil and criminal remedies against the drawer of the check. Not against the bank. Against the bank, no remedy. Wrongful dishonor. This is the dishonor of a check by the bank due to negligence or carelessness of any employee of the bank. If there is negligence on the part of the employee of a bank, the bank is responsible and bank will be taken to task. Action can be taken against the banker. Because the employee of the bank represents the bank, that employee has committed some mistake. And by mistake, he does not make the payment of the check. This is a wrongful dishonor. And because of the wrongful dishonor, the payee has remedy against the bank. The drawer of the check has remedy against the bank. And the bank has committed a mistake. Bank is answerable to these parties. Because there is negligence or carelessness. The bank has received a check for payment. The bank sees apparently everything is okay and they make the payment to the bearer of the instrument. Subsequently, they come to know that the signature of the drawer is forged. The signature is not tallying with the signature on record with the bank. Still, payment was done. This is negligence. Negligence by some employee, okay, because he did not verify the signature correctly. He did not see thoroughly into the check and make the payment. But the negligence on the part of an employee of the bank means negligence on the bank. And so bank is responsible for the wrongful act. And this is wrongful payment made. So it is not a payment in due course. There is carelessness, there is negligence. And this is something for which the bank has to make compensation. Now, dishonor of a check is an offense. When the bank is required to make the payment, it should pay if everything is in order. If the bank is required to return the check because something is wrong, and still if they pay, that is wrongful honoring. But suppose the customer has issued a check and it is returned. The payment is not made to the payee because funds are insufficient in the accounts of the drawer. It is a dishonor of the check. Now, if the customer has issued a check, the dishonor of the check is due to insufficient funds or non-arrangement of adequate funds to be paid. This is a criminal offense. I have an account with a bank. I have issued a check for 5 lakhs to some XYZ company. That company presents the check through its bank and it comes for payment to my bank. The day the check comes for payment, the balance in my account is only 1,24,000. The check is for 5 lakhs. I have issued a check for 5 lakhs without maintaining that balance of 5 lakhs in my account. Bank is justified in returning the check. They will simply say funds not arranged for or funds insufficient and return the check. I, as a customer of the bank, I, as the drawer of the bank, drawer of the check, I have made a criminal offense. Now, this is a new provision in the Negotiable Instrument Act. This was not there in the original Act of 1881. This section was later on introduced 10 years back in the year 2002. And this section says under Section 138, if I issue a check without maintaining sufficient balance in the account, I have had a criminal intention to defraud or cheat the payee beneficiary of the check. My intention was not good. So, I have committed a criminal offense. So, dishonor of a check due to insufficient funds or non-arrangement of adequate funds to be paid is a criminal offense under Section 138 of the Act. Such an offense is punishable with imprisonment up to 2 years or fine up to twice the amount of the check or both. If I issue a check for an amount which I don't maintain that balance in the account, I have committed a criminal offense because my intention is to cheat the other party. उसको बुद्धू बना रही हूँ, उसको उल्लू बना रही हूँ, चेक दे दिया और बोलती हूँ खुश रहो, पर चेक का अरेंजमेंट नहीं किया यहाँ पे, चेक गेट्स बाउंस्ड, सो व्हेन द चेक इज बाउंस्ड व्हाट आई हैव डन, आई हैव चीटेड दैट अदर पार्टी एंड चीटिंग इज अ क्रिमिनल ऑफेंस. सो दे हैव ट्रीटेड दिस इश्यूइंग अ चेक विदाउट मेंटेनिंग सफिशियंट बैलेंस एंड व्हेन द चेक इज डिसऑनर्ड इट बाउंसेस बैक, इट इज अ क्रिमिनल ऑफेंस अंडर सेक्शन 138. ऑल अदर ऑफेंसेस विल बी सिविल ऑफेंसेस बट दिस पर्टिकुलर ऑफेंस इज अ क्रिमिनल ऑफेंस. लाइक यू नो क्रिमिनल ऑफेंसेस आर रिलेटेड टू थेफ्ट, रॉबरी, मर्डर, डेकॉइटी एंड सो ऑन, बट हियर दे हैव इक्वेटेड दिस पर्टिकुलर ऑफेंस टू अ क्रिमिनल ऑफेंस एंड द लॉ सेज, नेगोशियबल इंस्ट्रूमेंट एक्ट सेज दैट डिसऑनर ऑफ अ चेक ड्यू टू इनसफिशियंट फंड्स और नॉट अरेंजमेंट ऑफ नॉन अरेंजमेंट ऑफ द फंड्स इज अ क्रिमिनल ऑफेंस. नाउ व्हेन दिस अमेंडमेंट वॉज मेड इन द नेगोशियबल इंस्ट्रूमेंट एक्ट दे हैड अ फ्यू प्रिजम्पशंस. Now, what are the few presumptions? What is the presumption under law? First, in the case of a check, unless proved to the contrary, it is presumed that the holder of a check received the check in discharge of whole or part of a debt. Why do I issue a check to somebody? Kisi ko check kyun dena chahiye mujhe? Because I have to make some payment to him. He has sold me some goods, he has sold me a car, or he has sold me machinery. Or I have taken loan from him and I have to repay that. So in all these cases, I issue a check to him for the equivalent amount. That means I have to pay that amount. So a check is issued just aise hi. Mazak ke liye koi check issue nahi karega. I am issuing a check for honoring certain debt. So the first presumption is that the holder of a check has received the check in discharge of whole or part of a debt. The second presumption is if the person owing money issues a check without adequate money in his account to discharge the liability, his intention was to defraud the creditor. I owe money to somebody, either for purchase of goods or purchase of machinery or purchase of a vehicle, purchase of a property, and I issue the check, but I don't maintain that balance in the account. तो मेरे मन में क्या इंटेंशन है कि इसको बुद्धू बनाना है, इसको उल्लू बनाना है. आई वॉन्ट टू चीट हिम, आई वॉन्ट टू डी फ्रॉड. सो दिस इज द प्रिजम्पशन अंडर लॉ दैट व्हेन आई इश्यू अ चेक दिस इज माई इंटेंशन दैट आई वॉन्ट टू मेक फ्रॉड, आई वॉन्ट टू डी फ्रॉड द क्रेडिटर. नाउ बिकॉज ऑफ दीज प्रिजम्पशन, द प्रिजम्पशन इज इनकॉर्पोरेटेड इन द एक्ट इटसेल्फ, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दीज प्रिजम्पशन द ड्रॉअर कैन नॉट से दैट नो नो मेरा ऐसा कोई इंटेंशन ही नहीं था, आई डेंट वॉन्ट टू चीट हिम, मैंने चेक दिया था पर मैं मुझे सच में लगा कि मैं पैसे जमा कर दूंगा बैंक में. ये कितना भी वो सर फोड़ के बोलेगा, बैंक कोर्ट विल नॉट एग्री. कोर्ट विल से नो, वेन यू इश्यू द चेक यू डिड नॉट हैव बैलेंस इन द अकाउंट, दैट मीन्स योर इंटेंशन वॉज रॉन्ग, यू हैड क्रिमिनल इंटेंशन, योर इंटेंशन वॉज टू चीट हिम, वॉज टू डी फ्रॉड. सो विद दिस प्रिजम्पशन नो ड्रॉअर ऑफ अ चेक कैन डिफेंड हिमसेल्फ against these in a wrongful way. Now what do you do when the check is bounced, when the check is dishonored? I have issued a check on my bank and I have given it to somebody to whom I had to make the payment. Builder ko paisa dena tha, installment ka paisa dena tha. The check is bounced. Builder kya karega, mujhe flat nahi dega. Not only that, the builder can also file a suit against me. Or I have purchased machinery from somebody aur uske liye mujhe paise dene the, machinery aa chuki hai, it is installed in my factory, but yahan pe maine jo check diya machinery ke liye wo check bounce ho gaya, because that fellow, although he sold the machinery, he is not getting the payment, he is entitled to the payment, he is not getting the payment. To kya karega mere against, he can file a suit against me, he can file a criminal case against me. And he has some remedy available. Now, what is the procedure for filing the criminal case? Where a check is been dishonored for lack of funds, the payee or the holder, He has to make a demand for payment by giving a notice in writing to the drawer within 30 days from that date. He has asked for payment and the payment doesn't go to him. The check is bounced. After the check gets bounced, it goes back to the payee with the check return memo from the bank. The check is returned because of want of funds. He will again demand payment from me by giving a notice to me. 30 din ka samay dega wo. 30 days time is given from the date of receipt of the information that check is returned. So he will demand payment within 30 days. After demanding the payment, the drawer of the check will get another 15 days time. He has to make payment within the next 15 days. So, वैसे drawer को और 45 दिन का समय मिल गया. Law is giving him a free hand, free rein. कि देखो, check का तो पैसे खाते में रखना ही था, नहीं रखा, ठीक है, I'm giving you another. Now, the payee gets 30 days time to demand payment, issue a notice and ask for payment. 30 दिन के बाद, next 15 days, the drawer of the check has to make the payment within 15 days after receiving the notice. तो 15 दिन तक उसको समय है payment करने के लिए. Now once this 15 days period is over and payment is not received, the drawer of the check does not make the payment, then the payee, he will file a written complaint to the Metropolitan Magistrate. Because it's a criminal case, he will file a written complaint to the Metropolitan Magistrate or First Class Judicial Magistrate within 1 month. Check bounce ho gaya, uske baad 30 din ka time hai usko to demand payment again. Then the drawer of the check has another 15 days to make the payment. But usme 15 din ke andar bhi usne payment nahi kiya. So within next 1 month, the payee will file a case with the Metropolitan Magistrate. The payee can file separate complaints on different checks against the same drawer, or he can club all that and make one single complaint. So he has to file a complaint to the Metropolitan Magistrate within the next 30 days. The magistrate will go through the complaint, carry out his procedure as per law. He goes through the complaint, then he will issue summons to the drawer. The drawer will have to give his reply. He will establish the facts, what all has happened, and then after that, he will deliver his verdict. He will give his judgment. And since it is a criminal offense, he will give punishment accordingly. So the verdict is given and the punishment of imprisonment and or payment of compensation, both together or either one, that will be given by the judge. So this in short is the effect of non-payment of a check because funds are not maintained in the account. So dishonor of a check has special provisions as against dishonor of a bill of exchange or dishonor of a promissory note. In the case of promissory note or bill of exchange, when it is not honored, you have to go direct to the court of law and file a suit and go again for recovery proceedings. In the case of a check, the law provides that it is a criminal offense and you can file a complaint and get remedy against the person. As I said, the punishment is 2 years imprisonment and payment of compensation, or only payment of compensation, no imprisonment. It depends on the case, case to case basis. In a particular case, the judge did not go for imprisonment of the drawers. See, the drawers had issued 2 checks. It was in crores. Both the checks bounced. So this person, the beneficiary, the payee, filed a case against these people under section 138. The judge who saw, he realized that these people have cheated him and payment was not made on flimsy grounds. Although there was criminal evidence, unhone kya kiya, judge ne inko imprisonment nahi diya because, you know, both those people were above the age of 60. He said because they are old people, inko jail mein dalke kuch fayda nahi hai, but he made them pay double the amount. Check ka payment was some 4 crores and odd, he made them pay 8 crores including compensation. And they had to make the payment. और यदि वो पेमेंट नहीं करेंगे तो फिर आगे की और कार्रवाई होगी, दैट विल बी जेल प्लस अदर थिंग्स, बट ही कुड एक्सरसाइज हिज अथॉरिटी एंड नॉट अलाउ इम्प्रिजनमेंट. सो इट इज आइदर इम्प्रिजनमेंट और पेमेंट ऑफ कॉम्पेंसेशन और बोथ टुगेदर. सो देर हैव बीन केसेस वेयर बोथ हैव बीन ऑल्सो अवॉर्डेड, इम्प्रिजनमेंट फॉर 1 ईयर प्लस पेमेंट ऑफ डैमेजेस कॉम्पेंसेशन एंड द प्रिंसिपल अमाउंट, ऑल दीज थिंग्स आर ऑल्सो देर. सो डिसऑनर ऑफ अ चेक इज अ स्पेशल प्रोविजन इन नेगोशियबल इंस्ट्रूमेंट एक्ट विच हैज बीन एडेड सब्सिक्वेंटली 10 ईयर्स बैक इन दिस एक्ट. ओके फ्रेंड्स, दैट्स ऑल फॉर नाउ. थैंक यू.